Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, Jay, give me my cigarette.
Wait, hold it, man. What the fuck is this kid doing in here? Get the hell out of here before I kick your little ass.
You ain't kicking shit.
Don't worry about him, man. He's with me. He runs errands for me. I don't care who he is, man. I don't care what he does, man. Kids bring me bad luck, and I don't want him in the room when I'm shooting.
No, the bet is faded, motherfucker. Stop jacking off and shoot the dice. You fucking up the game.
Man, I ain't shooting shit. I told you kids bring me bad luck. I can't stand them little bastards. Now get the fuck out of here before I kick your ass.
You ain't whooping shit. Now shoot the dice, you snaggletooth motherfucker.
All right, I'm going to shoot these motherfuckers. You understand? I'm going to shoot, but I bet not crap. That's all I know. I just bet not crap.
Oh, man.
Come on, stick with your funky ass. I've been waiting for you all night. Baby needs shoes. My wife needs clothes.
And you need some teeth.
Shoot the goddamn dice.
Hey, man, I'm
going to
shoot the damn dice. You understand? I'm going to shoot them.
I'm going to say every one of you motherfuckers home broke.
Shoot them.
Broke.
Come on, sis, with your bad ass. Come on, you
half-crap.
Let's go.
Man, what the fuck you doing with this kid in here, man? Didn't I tell you them motherfuckers bring me bad luck, man?
Whoa. What's that sign say? Ray's place. That's me. This is my place, okay? I have it here when the fuck I want. Okay, you lost. So pass the dice. I'll buy them from this motherfucker.
And I ain't selling, punk. I ain't buying either. What I'm gonna do is shoot this shit again and you're gonna get that kid's ass out of here. That's what's gonna happen.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Wait, man, look. You shot. You lost. I mean, we'd have paid you if you won, but you lost. Now take your big ass home and brush that tooth.
You think that's funny, huh? I told you I couldn't stand kids in the room when I was shooting. They bring me bad luck, but you wouldn't listen, would you?
I'm listening.
Well, listen to this. I want back all the money I lost tonight, and I want back everything you took in. You understand me, you smooth-talking son of a bitch? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now tell that old frog-faced, gravel-voiced dude to take his slow-walking ass on out there and bring back the money. Tell it! Otherwise, I'm gonna stick your ass, and I'm gonna stick him, and I'll definitely stick this little janky-ass, bad-luck motherfucker standing here.
You don't have to stick us, because I ain't giving you shit. Now, wait, before you do, I just want to tell you one thing.
What you want to tell me, punk? Huh?
What the fuck you want to tell me, man? What the fuck you want to tell me? It slips my mind.
Slip your mind.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
I guess he does have bad luck with kids.
That man's gonna stab us, so I shot him.
Yeah. Benny, Slim, Moses, would you help get this dead motherfucker out of here, please? Oh, shit. Look, the game's over for the night. I'm gonna take this little boy home to his mother.
My mama's dead.
Well, your
dad. My father's dead, too.
Did you kill him?
No, they just dead.
Give me the pistol. Yeah. Where do you stay?
I don't live nowhere.
I guess you can stay at my house for a while.
Alright.
I wouldn't trust him in the house with me.
Alright. Give me five!
I ain't giving you shit.
Come on. Please. So you shot. How about some rescue?
You know, it seems like you got to cut a motherfucker to get decent service nowadays. I pay it. Oh, well. So much for the American work standard. T-Mac, are you here?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep, I'm here.
But it's about time. And welcome to Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Continue. What a fucking mess. And these motherfuckers want me to upgrade. Oh, man. Well, anyway, When we last left our heroes, we were getting ready to talk about one David Ortiz, a.k.a. Big Papi, who is now a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. See, I know you like
war. For whatever that's worth.
But tell us why Big Papi deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, absolutely. Look, he absolutely deserves to be in. You know, I think all the folks that are trying to imply that he should not be there are foolish, because here's the deal. And look, this has been a running conversation for quite a while in regards to all the halls of fame, all the four baseball, football, basketball, hockey. If you go back at least the last 6 to 7 decades, there's probably at least 5 to 10 players that you say to yourself, aren't they in, or why aren't they in, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, baseball, in its arrogance, in its inclusion, in its clannishness, in its racial divide, and all that have you, they have tried to make their Hall of Fame holier than thou. They've almost tried to make it too exclusive, and I think therein lies the problem, because there are inconsistencies. You know, look, we've always said all living former Hall of Famers should have a vote on who gets in. And again, that's what all four. I think if you had that, you wouldn't have as much as angst. Just more ignorance.
You wouldn't need the sports rights.
Because
you took their power away, and now they can't carry on whatever agendas they had with guys maybe that they didn't like and cut them under, instead of just checking them out and weighing them on their merits as opposed to other players. Did this guy do this? Did this guy do that? You know, how effective was he in his touch? All that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got Reggie Lewis as well.
It's the most inconsistent, because look, let's just do the basic tree of life in baseball.
Yes.
Mike Piazza is the all time home run king in peripheral for catcher. And he never tested positive for steroids, but they did not allow him to be a quote-unquote first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And the whole phrase first ballot Hall of Famer, I mean, again, it speaks more to how baseball tries to be more exclusive than they should be, and as far as I'm concerned. But that being said, I use Piazza, was not a first ballot Hall of Fame. Jim Rice was a first ballot Hall of Famer the day his career ended, but he didn't get in until his 15th year.
15 years later,
he is no lesser of a Hall of Famer than David Ortiz, Charlie Yastrzemski, Ted Williams, and some of the other guys who wore the Boston uniform that got into the Hall of Fame. But see, herein lies the problem. Dick Allen got in. Pete Rose not in. And see, please bring up the whole game. But see, just follow me here. The whole deal with him, with the gambling, here's where you lose everybody. Because now y'all are in bed with DraftKings and FanDuel, and now you have the unmitigated gall to still keep Rose out, knowing of your incestuous relationship with gambling now, and now all of you, it's okay that they can have a – I wouldn't be surprised if DraftKings and FanDuel have a damn presence at the Hall of Fame. But, of course, Pete
and
can't get in.
Be fucked up. Yep.
Yeah. But
let me ask you, Reggie. We got Pete Rose here, as Tony put out. He should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. And, of course, they made noise about his gambling. We got FanDuel and everything else all up in this bitch. And now you got to try to play like it never happened. And Pete got snubbed. Come on, what time is it here? Can you hear us, Reggie? I guess not. I see Professor online. Professor, can you hear us?
Well, I can hear you somewhere.
I'm getting a lot of echo.
Okay, yes.
But anyway, unfortunately, this is beating a dead horse when it comes to Pete Rose, the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know, I find it interesting, and I'm just thinking out loud, but I would venture to say that during the time we had this situation where all these quote-unquote enhancing medications. I wonder how many sponsorships either Major League Baseball as a whole and or Major League Baseball by individual teams was not in bed with some of those companies to begin with. Because if you think about it, enhancing drugs to baseball are the same as marijuana to basketball. Interview almost any bus driver that will take an NBA team from the airport to their hotel and back. They always talk it's illegal to use marijuana on interstate transportation. Now, having said that, how did it play out? Drivers were told, you don't see nothing, you don't hear nothing, you don't smell nothing. Drive the bus. One of the things that they're using now on buses came out of the fact that they didn't want, they would have like a curtain up behind the bus driver so the smell and the smoke stayed in the back, and the ventilation system was set in such a way. And so, you know, the marijuana thing, the enhancing drug thing is like the black folks thing back in the day. There was no real reasoning behind it. It's just that they didn't want black folks in. So what do you do? Yeah. You have Kennesaw Mountain, whatever his name was, saying as long as I'm the commissioner of baseball, won't be no niggas in baseball. Okay. Is he not in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the little fairy that used to play, who used to brag about how he would come into second base with his spikes up?
That was Cobb.
Ty Cobb. Is he not in the baseball Hall of Fame? Dozens of others who had the same attitude about black folks. Made a big issue out of the fact that, hey, ain't nobody black gonna stand on the base when I come in, because I'm coming in spikes up. He's in too. So when you look at all these jerks that are in, you know, realistically, in my humble, it might not even be worth going in the Hall of Fame, because there's so many jackasses and misfits and malcontents and all these other people in it already. You know why? You know, because, you know, let me throw somebody else on the bus. You know, do you realize L.C. Greenwood has as many Pro Bowls, starting Pro, you know, I think he started 7 Pro Bowls.
Yes, started I know that.
Started 7 Pro Bowls, and he's not in.
That's right.
And they can't even give me, and they can't even come up with a legit reason. He's not in.
Yep.
There are others out there. I mean, how long did it take Winston Hill to get in? You know.
Yep.
How many in the history of football, how many tackles were better than him?
That's right.
Or, you know, let's even be nicer. You don't have to say better. Why not just stop it at how many left tackles were at least equal to him?
That's right.
And see, look at the body of work that, you know, what's his name? What do they call him? Charlie Hustle?
Yep.
You know, Pete Rose, but they used to call him Charlie Hustle. He was what you wanted. And Paul Horney, he's in. And so you see, the problem is you have it. How that song goes, you know, this is just another Peyton place, and you know, this is
Hopper Valley hypocrite. Yeah,
Hopper
right.
Valley PTA. This mm-hmm. is what you're dealing with. That same kind of mindset. Everybody wants everything so prim and proper, but and remember now, according to baseball rules, those enhancing medications were not illegal.
Right. You know, there's a lot
of matter of fact, to some degree, they were not only not found on, they were actually, you know, it made baseball look good. Now,
no question.
Having said that, one of the things that you got to look at is if you are a 235 batter, even with the best of enhancing materials, if you are a 235
yep.
batter, which means you really can't hit that good, you
right.
are still a 235, you are a 235 batter who just happen to have be using some enhancing materials. You can't hit no better. You can't hit no further. You can't hit. So
yep.
I've always been mystified by this whole issue of the performance enhancing material, because with baseball, you know, and think about it. Have you ever seen? Okay, let's name the top 10 hitters who weigh 200 or more.
Right.
Okay, we can go with Boo Powell. He was
yep.
fat.
Yep.
What was the big tall guy named? He was like 6'8", 6'10".
Frank Howard.
Yeah. He was big. Most of your best hitters were 190 or less.
That's right.
205 or less.
Yep.
And because of that, you had all these people out there talking about, well, you know, he can hit. You go down the list of your best hitters when it comes to how many home runs they actually hit, or even
yep.
go back to extra base hits. The ones who could hit were hitting. It didn't matter if they weighed .140, .150, .160.
That's right. If you can't hit, you can't hit.
So, what can you do to enhance your ability to shoot when it comes to basketball?
Right.
You got to practice shooting.
Yeah.
Running the football, you got to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is you do, this whole myth about performance-enhancing drugs and so forth is really a farce to begin with. And
true.
When you look at some of the guys who are being kept out now, you know,
yeah.
What can you say about Sammy Sosa other than the fact that he got big, but he was hitting home runs because he got big.
Plus the fact
he passed 30 years old.
Plus the fact now he's a Jewish. Plus the fact now he's a Jewish white woman.
White dude.
That's another whole story. But, you know.
Well, remember in Sammy Sosa's situation. He did change colors.
That's true.
Yeah.
If Jack
but that had nothing to do with him being able to hit home runs. That's all I say.
That's true.
And you know what gets lost with Sammy Sosa as well? Sammy Sosa, you know, before he had, you know, the breakout season, if I remember correctly, he had 3 or 4 30-30 seasons. That's, of course,
yes, he did.
You know, 30 home
yes,
runs, 30 stolen bases. Now,
right.
You know, Willie Mays had a bunch of those. Barry's dad, Bobby had a bunch of
had
them.
One.
There's a handful. Yep. There's a handful mm-hmm. of players that have done, you know, 30-30. And for the longest time, that was, and of course, Jose Canseco and A-Rod did 40 and 40.
Yep.
Now,
and all we learned,
I can hear the folks in the peanut gallery, you know, snickering in the background because they, you know, allegedly we see a shift. But see, isn't it interesting? I'll say this much. Now, we hear all of this stuff in regards to quote unquote cancel culture. Where all folks are basically doing is just saying this is a historical fact. This ain't cancel culture. But see, basically with them keeping out Clemens, Bonds, and who they think may whatever, isn't
right.
that the ultimate cancel culture? Because see,
that definitely is. Yes.
Yeah. To me, that's more cancel culture. Because see, look, you know. Them tearing down the statues and all that other stuff doesn't mean anything to me. I see the thing is it speaks more to the folks that put it up there because you know
yep.
all of that stuff that's known about all these folks that have been known for years. And see what's also interesting is that from 1965 on. That's when you saw more of these Confederate folks and former, you know, racists from back in the day have their statues put out there because that was their way of buffering the civil rights movement.
If I could ask something real quick, T, the thing with George Wallace and a little black girl, because I just came from Tennessee and Alabama this past week. Let's not forget when he stood there and Kennedy said, just let Walton stand and look stupid. Well, no, he didn't look stupid because we had fast-forward the clock in 2022. You got European conservatives standing there saying about mass here in Virginia, talking about let my kid breathe. These people don't have a PhD,
don't have
medical science, but yet they have
again.
The same ignorance that they're following.
Well, see, again, it's the language and how they try to use it because, see, whenever, you know, we speak of the ills of racism and what have you and how they're still there, people want to play the whole cancel culture thing. But here's the thing. Whether you want to or not, Barry Bonds is the all-time home run hitter. Whether you mm-hmm. want to admit it or not, Roger Clemens won 7-5-1, and so
right.
on, and so on, and so on. Because, see, look, Bonds and Clemens were Hall of Famers before they allegedly did all of their stuff. I'm not the greatest fan of Clemens, but look, you have to give the devil his due for what is done
yeah.
on the field. What I see now, I've heard different sort of things that, you know, there's been people saying, you know, they should have like a steroid wing or either they should allow them in, but don't allow them to go to the ceremony and sort of.
That is so hypocritical. I mean, it's bullshit. I mean, my thing is, that is bullshit.
It speaks to how, because see, here's the thing. Think about this. Bond's not in. McGuire, who I never thought was good, who I never looked at as a Hall of Famer, he's not in.
But
see, here's the thing. Think about this. the commissioner who sat and who was the standing commissioner during the quote-unquote steroid era is in,
the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And my thing, T, is the thing that pissed me off is that you had players back up Row 1, Ted Williams, those guys were taking greenies, a.k.a. uppers, methamphetamines, over that time. And even the late Johnny Sampson talked about how guys were juicing up playing football in the late 60s and 70s. But here's my question, gentlemen. You have people like Ty Cobb, a known fucking murderer of a black man. You want to buy laws? Come on, give me a pump break. And Gaylord Perry, Mr. Spit Fingers. As a matter of fact, when the ump came walking out to him, a fowl came flying out of his ass. He said, oh, how did that get there? And he's in the fucking hospital.
Now, guys, so give me a break. Guys, would it be safe to say that Viagra and some of these other things are No. I'm being very serious, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Would we consider Viagra or similar type drugs like that enhancing drugs?
Mm-hmm.
What about Rogaine?
Yeah.
Make your head grow hair.
No, the reason
a lot of them were doing Rogaine back in the day, kind of grow hair.
The reason why I said Viagra specifically was because back in the early 2000s, when Major League Baseball reinstituted the Comeback Player of the Year award, for the first 10 years of its, I'm sorry, the first 5 years of its existence, it was sponsored by
Viagra. That's right. Yeah.
One to make him stand at attention and smile. Okay.
Now, to go even further, one of the players who won the Comeback Player of the Year award was, and I'm not making this up, Rafael Palmeiro.
That's right.
Is this the one that say, I do not speak his English and wave his flag and wave his finger at the congressional Congress?
The old flag waver.
Yep.
Put it this way, he waved. You know, he did an Arsenio Hall and basically did that one finger wave. You know, in front of the camera. But of course, you know, later on, he was, you know, he wound up being smocked. Because I don't know if he actually did take it or what have you, but I will swear to you on a stack of Bibles, strictly because he was so defiant, it was like, let's get him.
Hey, T, was Bud Selig the commissioner then when all this was going on?
Matter of fact, Bud Selig was sitting 3-4 seats down from him at the time when the finger